You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, and Voya Financial.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Workers' Mic, 720 WGN. I'm Ken. Sitting with me is Phil. We are also happy to have Tom Borsellino from Megan Financial with us today. Tom, how are you?
Great. Good morning. How are you both?
We're doing good.
Very good, Tom. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, we were just chatting before we went back on the air. What a horrible name Megan is, and we're going to change that to Borsellino? Is that what that's what's happening? You've made that executive decision?
There goes our sponsorship.
It'll be Tebow. Ent.
Got it.
Yeah, okay.
That rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, just as well as Megan.
Yeah.
So let's chat. We're here at we're also, and I had this other thought too. We're here at year's end. And so I want to talk about that. Remind me, please, like a couple moves to make at the end of the year.
Before tax ban comes?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But Tom, tell us, you have an unusual, and I shouldn't say unusual, you have a different background than people that have been on Megan, from Megan that have been on our show before. You were in the non-Megan world, meaning non-union world, for what, 25 years?
26, yeah, close.
And what did you do?
I was an advisor, a financial advisor. I worked primarily with people who didn't have pensions. Primary opportunity for saving for retirement was with 401k plans, 403b plans, defined contributions.
So something that is what? Market fluctuates?
Market driven, can be for the most part. Most people take advantage of the growth opportunity that exists, and as we progress through times like this, it makes it difficult and challenging to manage those emotions.
Sure. And when you say times like this, you mean when the market's down?
Correct.
Right. Let me ask a question. Suppose somebody that didn't have a pension wanted to retire right now while the market's down. I mean, what happens? Do they have just less money to live on?
It's a great question. It depends on a lot of different factors. So primary concern, obviously, is the market being down. And when you retire, the market's down. And then it's worth less than it is when you maybe began the year, for example.
Yep.
It's important that you prepare for such a situation. So ahead of time, you want to prioritize your timeline. So you want to have buckets of money in different places. You want to have a short-term bucket, so maybe 1 to 3 years out. So when in times like this, when the market's down, you'll have a place to take that money from to cover those intentions of retiring. And so therefore, that money that's positioned in a very short-term investments with no market fluctuation would be the place to take that from.
Yeah. Right.
Then you take another portion of your assets, maybe a 3 to 5 year time horizon, and that timeline is maybe a little bit more aggressively positioned where there's growth opportunity. And then maybe you position the remaining part of your portfolio in such a way that maybe it's a 5 to 10 year duration and it's more aggressively positioned. So when the market does what it does today, it's not permanent. It'll rebound. Markets are cyclical. It's not forever. And we've been through recessions before. This isn't going to be the last, it's certainly not the first, and we always come out of them. We have to maintain that long-term approach.
And so what about the difference between now that you, and how long you've been at Megan?
6 years.
Okay. And so tell us the difference.
Huge difference is primarily the members that we work with already have pensions in place that are not market-driven.
Yep.
It's based on a number of hours worked, years in the trade, and ultimately there is a defined benefit that will be produced that we know after a certain period of time, based on a certain number of years, what that income will be versus the person that I just described that maybe I worked with for the first 26 years of my career. Doesn't have that same definition. They don't have that fixed dollar amount.
A lot more instability.
Correct. So to your point earlier, with somebody's rolling into retirement at, say, 62 or 63 or 65, what will the investment be worth in 5, 10 years? We have no way of guaranteeing, forecasting that if it's market-driven inside of a 401k plan. Whereas the beautiful thing about a pension is we can pretty much, with a 95% degree accuracy, tell you what your pension income is going to be. That's a beautiful thing.
And that is stability, not just for you, but for you, your spouse, right? If you pass away, there's a surviving spouse option in most pensions, if not all, that I've seen, correct?
Yeah.
And Megan Financial, one of the things that has attracted the MCL to your company is that you'll take care of somebody from the minute they walk in the door.
No doubt.
An apprentice.
Absolutely.
A 25-year-old, 22-year-old, you know, kid that has zero clue about finances.
Absolutely.
And probably doesn't, quite frankly, care that much about finances. He wants to make sure that he's got enough money to buy his motorcycle and get his beer and do that kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
The important things in life. Yeah.
We've all been there.
Of course, of course. And that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, like, do you, in your conversations you have with, you know, be it an apprentice, be it a member looking, you know, to retire in the immediate future, like, are they ever surprised by how stable their retirement is set up for them? I mean, because, you know, I think a lot of people, they know what the benefits are from the union, but they don't dive into it and don't have the expertise, obviously, that you have. So when they come into the office and you can lay out, you know, what their future looks like, I think a lot of times they've got to be like, I don't know, I was just well set up.
You know, something that reoccurs that I find more often than not is when somebody's maybe 2, 3, 4 years out from retirement and they really want to get into the weeds with what their retirement's going to look like and what their income's going to be, they're always surprised at how well positioned they are because of the pensions that they have.
Right.
And you combine that with the Social Security income that can be used along with, in most cases, these annuities that can help supplement income if in the event maybe they had an expense such as a mortgage that lasted a little bit longer than they wanted to.
Yep.
That can bridge that gap to get to the point where they're essentially, you know, in a position where they're self-sustaining and don't have to worry about anything in terms of
the market.
Right. Exactly right. So, I mean, what a comforting feeling, right? Like, let's say you know, for the 98% of the world that doesn't have pensions anymore, you're looking at, you know, you're retired, right? And you're living off of your Social Security and, like you said, whatever you have in your 401k. And you just watched your 401k just literally cut in half. And you got to be freaking out and going, like, what do, you know, should I live half as long?
Yeah.
You know,
do I take money out?
Yeah. What do I do?
There's a lot of stress.
And the huge advantage to a pension is that on the first of the month or whenever that day of the month is that your pension shows up,
yeah,
you'll never look at your bank statement and wonder what that deposit's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's not a market-driven investment. It's a fixed guaranteed strategy that's going to be there for the rest of your life.
And so tell me, Megan, how does Megan make money? All right. Right. You said earlier before we were on the air, you said you guys have skin in the game. And I know you do. And that's another reason that we chose you guys. How does Megan physically monetize your business?
So ultimately, our objective is to help our members retire, maybe understand to the best of their ability their financial situation. We take a holistic approach. We're not just doing the obvious, here's your pension, here's your Social Security, and what's inside your annuity. Good luck. Hope things work out.
Right.
We go through the process of helping members completely understand where they're positioned, where they want to go, help get to know them as people, as persons, as a family. And once that's done, we also help them through the process of completing the paperwork necessary to make the elections and decisions when it comes to what those pensions are going to look like and how they will support their spouse, their family, and ultimately they retire. And our skin in the game is once that member is successfully retired and they're happy and they're comfortable and they understand exactly what they have, then we're just like any other financial advisor that's out there, that we have an interest in helping them position their annuity money, for example, in investments that are appropriate for them and their circumstances.
Right.
And that's how we get compensated.
Got it.
Does everyone come with us? They may have already existing relationships with family, friends, already have an advisor.
Yep.
So we're not here to disrupt that relationship. Our primary objective is to make sure that our clients understand where they're positioned for retirement within their union,
mm-hmm.
make the right elections, because you only get to retire one time.
Right.
Right. We've done it thousands of times for people. We know the process. We understand it. You don't know what you don't know when it comes to this process, and we understand as well as anybody what those pensions look like and how they can be positioned for their family in case, you know, that they have certain needs and objectives they're trying to accomplish, and that's what makes us different.
And you're not managing their pensions, by the way. You're going to manage their annuity, correct?
Correct.
So they're going to move their annuity over to you. So somebody that has been using, let's say, Fidelity, for example, in my instance, and I retire, I have X number of dollars in Fidelity, I'm simply going to move that over to Megan Financial, and you guys are going to manage that money for me. You're also going to explain to me that I have this pension, this medical savings. I have this, 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 and this. This is Social Security. But you'll have that annuity, and that's where you guys make the money, correct?
We will position the portfolio, that annuity money, based on objectives, timeline, needs, wants. We understand. And what makes us different, I think, than most programs that are inside the annuities, that you have a limited number of investments from what to choose from inside right. your annuity program.
Sure. Yeah.
When you move outside of that, your options are endless.
Right.
And that's where we come into play and devise a program that's essentially right fit for that client.
And let me ask you this, and this is, once again, something that was attractive. If somebody passes away, meaning the breadwinner, the member, the guy that had the pension, now, you know, the wife has to make some decisions, correct, or the surviving spouse.
Yes.
You'll sit with that surviving spouse even though, you know, she wasn't a member.
Absolutely.
You'll take care of the family.
Absolutely. And not only that, there could be no surviving spouse. Maybe the spouse predeceased the member. Now you're dealing with family. You're dealing yep. with children. You want to make sure that beneficiaries are properly positioned, because if the beneficiaries aren't properly listed or there are none, now you're talking about probate. Now you're talking about estate issues.
Yeah.
That makes it even more complicated.
Sure.
So it's vital that your beneficiaries are updated correctly. You have the right people in place that you want to have in place. I'll take it one step further. What happens if you have a situation with special needs, children who need to be cared for? You want to be sure that you have the proper estate planning. We have resources available within our firm that we refer to that we trust that help our clients position that estate planning.
Set up trusts.
Correct.
Yep.
That's great. I mean, that's it seems like such a huge weight off of our shoulders, right, that we don't have to physically, like, you know, navigate this world that you really, like, we were talking about this in healthcare the other day.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have a degree in rocket science to navigate the healthcare system. The financial system, you know, number one, it's set up for the 1%, right? They're very good at it, mm-hmm. right? Because they have thousands of people like you right behind them going, like, you know, you should do this. But, you know, in the working class world, we have never really had that kind of access, and we do now. And this is a benefit that, number one, the MCL has engaged. Number two, the smart unions are bringing in, right? And you guys are in that niche of the union land.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's really, really important. Pivoting for a second, and if you're just joining, we're talking to Tom Borsellino from Megan Financial. If you had a couple of things to do right here at the end of the year to keep the tax man away or make a smart move, give us a few ideas.
Reducing tax liability, an IRA contribution is one strategy.
Hold on, let me write this down.
Yeah. One strategy to make sure that you're maximizing the opportunity to contribute if you can do so.
Right.
In terms of tax, I mean, what's done is done. I don't think there's much more that we can do at this point unless you start selling some investments.
What about paying an extra mortgage payment? Does that help?
A little bit of a reduction, nothing extraordinary.
It helps
reduce a little bit. Mm-hmm. It depends on whether you itemize or not. That's part of the equation as well, too.
Do most union members itemize?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not many do. But ultimately, I think one of the hot topics right now is to, if you have some investments that are in a non-qualified, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but are not wrapped inside of a qualified plan, there's some tax harvesting that can be done at this point.
Okay.
You can sell off some positions that are down in value, and you can use those as write-off for length of time. Right now, I think the maximum amount that you can write off on an annual basis is $3,000. But you can offset losses against gains, and that could help. So.
Okay. Can you offshore all of your money, like Amazon, and the rest
of
the
world? I'm not a big fan.
Okay, fair enough. And just asking. I'm thinking about, you know, opening up a Cayman account. Phil, thoughts?
I don't know if I have the funds to really contribute much to that, but yeah, I'd be open to it.
I mean, I am a 100er.
You are. Yeah, I've heard that about you.
So, Tom.
I mean, the nice thing about unions, I was going to say, is like, you know, there's a definite problem with financial illiteracy in this country, but, you know, because of the way that unions are set up, like, you don't really have to know a whole lot about financial literacy because...
Thank God.
We're taken care of. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to enable it, but... It's a nice position to be in.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have, no question about that. Tom, yeah. If somebody had a question or wanted to reach out to you, where can they reach you?
You could contact us at Megan Financial, phone number 708-444-1090.
Say it again.
708-444-1090.
Okay, well, thank you. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Worker's Mic on 720 WGN.